Today's grammar point is the plain past of verbs. Now, the formation of the plain past is quite simple if you've mastered the te form.
If you mastered te form. That's the key.
That's the key. Now, if you've mastered the te form, then all you have to do is swap out ta for te, and you got it. For every single one. It's that easy. Okay? And this is, again, the plain past when speaking with people intimate or people in your inner circle who you have a very close relationship with. You would use this instead of saying the polite past. The best way to exemplify this is with an example. In today's dialogue we had,
東京に帰った. The subject is omitted. Miu は東京に帰った.
Miu went back to Tokyo. Let's take a look at how we got 帰った. Naomi-sensei, what's the dictionary form?
帰る.
What's the te form?
帰って.
There we have a chichai tsu, small tsu, and te. Here we take out te and we put in ta. So we get
帰った.
Grammatically, there's no relationship. Just structurally, it's the same. That's why we're introducing the te form, because you're familiar with it already. Or you should be. So let's take this verb 帰る, to return, and look at the polite forms and then the informal forms or the plain forms. Naomi-sensei, what's the polite affirmative?
私は東京に帰ります.
I will go back to Tokyo. Now the plain or informal.
私は東京に帰る.
I'll go back to Tokyo. See how the plain or informal is the same as the dictionary in this case. How about the non-past negative?
私は東京に帰りません.
I won't go back to Tokyo. Now the informal, the plain.
私は東京に帰らない.
I won't go back to Tokyo. Now let's take a look at the past, polite past.
私は東京に帰りました.
I returned to Tokyo.
私は東京に帰った.
I returned to Tokyo.